This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. With abortion on the line in the upcoming Supreme Court term, nationwide protests drew thousands to Washington and other cities Saturday to demand continued access at a time when conservative lawmakers and judges have put it in jeopardy. AP's Julie Walker reports.
In Cleveland, they chanted Save Roe in reference to the landmark Supreme Court case which made abortion legal. In Washington, they cheered for Planned Parenthood President Alexis McGill Johnson, who told the crowd this year nearly 600 restrictions have been introduced in 47 states.
No matter where you are, this fight is at your doorstep right now.
At a New York rally, Governor Hochul recounted how her own mother fought for abortion rights, and she's been in the same fight her whole life.
I'm sick and tired of having to fight over abortion rights. It's settled law in the nation.
At an unrelated event in Maine, Republican Senator Susan Collins said she's working with two Democrats and another Republican to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land. I'm Julie Walker.
A leading Islamic State media figure and foreign fighter has been charged in U.S. federal court in Virginia with conspiring to provide material support to a terrorist organization resulting in death. Federal officials announced Saturday that Mohammed Khalifa was captured overseas by the Syrian Democratic Forces in January of 2019. He's a Saudi-born Canadian citizen who was a leading figure in the Islamic State of Iraq. In addition to allegedly serving as an Islamic State fighter, Khalifa allegedly served as a lead translator in the group's propaganda production and the English-speaking narrator on multiple violent recruitment videos. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's